Lena Block Gemara, we'll stop the fine gimel and base of 2 dots, about 8 lines, 10 lines on the bottom. So Reb Shimon said that the minchas chayt of a kainim, there is kmitza, except that the kmitza gets burned in his bech, and the shiraim also gets burned in his bech separately. How do you know? Tell about me learned. It says in Pasig, it should be to the kainim, and the kainim brings a carbon, a chet, for a chet. That it says it should be to the kohen. It should be like a mincha. What does it mean? It should be like a mincha. And then it says later on, it says that every mincha of a kohen gets burnt completely. Shouldn't eat it. Just like the pasuk before talks about minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol brings in twice a day. So the Tanakh should have a dosik sheda bar that he himself can bring up his own carbon. That he himself could bring up his own mincha. Maybe it means to come tell you that you can eat the balance of the mincha's koinim, like any other mincha. Means be like any other mincha. What do I do the possible chol mincha's koyin? What do I do the other possible which says that every mincha of a koyin should be completely burnt? Lo yisei ochel, do not eat it, is a lav as well. Not only is it not say to burn it, but it's a lav of lo yisei ochel. Mincha's nitvasa. Maybe there's a difference between a voluntary mincha and an obligatory mincha. A voluntary mincha you shouldn't eat, but an obligatory mincha is like any other mincha, it says in Pasik, which is talking about al-chatasai, and they say that there's kmitza, and that the shirayin gets eaten by kainim. That's what we think. That's why it says it should be that koyin like a mincha. We're comparing the mincha's chayte to his other mincha, to the mincha's nedava. Makish chay vaser l'nedvase. Man nedvase your moide ein necheles. He says he's not allowed to eat his voluntary mincha. Av chay vaser ein necheles. So that's the Tanakhama who holds that the mincha's chayte of a koyin gets completely burnt on the mizbech. Reb Shimon disagrees. He holds that the minchas chayta of a kohen does not get burned in mizbeach. It does not get completely burned in mizbeach. There's a kmitza first, and then you burn two separate parts. Amar Reb Shimon, v'chinema, does it say v'hoitza la kohen k'minchas soy? You decided we're comparing it to the other mincha of a kohen, which is a voluntary carbon. Then it should have said k'minchas soy, like his mincha. Alor nemen el k'minchas tam. Elo, what are we doing here? We're makish minchas chayta shel kohenim k'minchas chayta Yisrael. We're comparing the minchas chayta of a kohen to everybody else's mincha. And what happens to everyone else's mincha? There's a kmitza. So if you're going to compare your mincha, there's a kmitza, and the balance should be eaten by the kainim, and even if Shimon's made it's not. Ma minchas chayte shall Yisrael nikmetza, this kmitza there, af minchas chayte shall kainim nikmetza kmitza. Are you going to ask me, if we're comparing already to everybody else's, ma minchas chayte shall Yisrael, what happens to the minchas chayte by Yid? Nikmetza the kmitza, but there's another thing. The shirah necholin, it gets eaten by the kain. So perhaps af minchas chaytish a kainik metz shiran lecholim. Tamalei mit says a pasuk. It says a pasuk. Vahoisa la koyin kamincha. What do you mean la koyin kamincha? It means la koyin kamincha. It should be. It should be whatever the koyin's role in it. It should be like a mincha of another person, which is there's kmitza. Yeah, but the part. When the Ayin Dal Amud Aleph 74a, the part that the Kohen does, that's the same whether it's universal, whether it's the Minchas Chayt of a Kohen or anybody else's. Of a Leila Ishi Mincha, the part that goes on the Mizbech, it's different between the Minchas Chayt of a Kohen and Minchas Chayt of Yisrael. By Yisrael, gets eaten by Kohenim, and by Kohen, he gets burned separately on Mizbech. Okay, so how do we reconcile the two psukim? Part is like the other Minchas, part is not. Koimitz, Kara Ba'atzmai, Vishirayim, Krav Ba'atzmai, you burn them separately. You told me we learned from here that a kohen can bring up his own carbon. This is what we learn out from, that a kohen brings his own carbon. We learned it from somewhere else altogether. It says, Menayin, how do you know? Even though we divided the kainim, amongst Mishmaros 24 groups, and each group has 6 bati avos, and so on. But yet a kain, even if it's not his roster, has a right to bring up a carbon, and he can bring it himself. Choleis uvechol shoshiyitz, so whenever he wants. Tamalayim. Therefore, there's a pasuk that says, Ubo, he comes b'chol avos nafshay, whenever he desires so. And the next pasuk says v'sheides, and he can serve. When we desire, so whatever he has to bring himself a carbon, he wants to bring himself a carbon, he can go bring it and bring it himself. So that's what we learn out, that a kohen brings his own carbon. What do you tell me? We learn in the pasuk, "V'hoisal a kohen kemincha." We learn from that pasuk that the chippur all of our koyach hatosa shechata. We learn from there that the kohen can bring up his own carbon. So you want we need both. From there, have a min. I would have thought the hanimil dava shein bar chet. That pasuk avas nafshecha, whatever he desires, sounds like a voluntary carbon. But maybe if it's an obligatory carbon, maybe the kohen taket cannot bring up his own carbon. It's only the kohenim who are working on that day who can bring it. Emaloi says Gemara, even a carbon which is involved in sin, mahocha nafki. You think you learn from here? Mahocha nafki. Even for that, we have another pasuk. It says v'chipen hakoyin, the kohen which should atone al hanefesh hashageges, and the person that sins bechata when he sinned bishgaga b'shagig. And it sounds from here that the kohen does it even to himself. Even for himself, we're talking about here kapora, and it sounds like the kohen can be mechapa. Whoever it is, there's no qualifications. Again, imau who having ever thought halim milav shagig. When can a kohen bring up his own carbon if the carbon is for a shagig? That's what we're talking about over there. You know, it says hanefesh hashagegis. It's talking about a shagig, so maybe only that. However, al mezid loy. But what about those carbonus that you bring for a mezid? We know there are a few exceptions, like by a shvua. There are a few exceptions. You bring carbon for a mezid as well. How do you know the kohen brings up himself? Kamashalon. B'mezid heichem v'shkachila. Where taka do you find b'mezid that there's a carbon? What do you call it? For example, if you know Edis and you refuse to participate and so on, bezadin shvua, when you make a shvua that you don't know, and it turns out to be that was wrong, even though it was amazed, you bring a carbon. So how do you know that the kohen brings up his own carbon? That's why you need a pasuk over here, we said before, v'hoysa la kohen kamincha. Okay, Tanya Idach with another braise. So this is what we learn over here, because he compares v'hoysa la kohen kamincha, we compare it that Rab Shimon holds that it has a kemitza, because we compare it to other minchas. On the other hand, because it says Lakoyin, only the Koyin part we compare the Kemitza part, but the other part we say gets burnt in Mizbech. Tani l'nolah b'raisa, Rav Shimon Haim, Minchas Chaytash HaKoyinim, the Kemitza is what happens to the sin offering of a Koyin. There's Kemitza, V'haKoyimitz Korav B'fnei Atzman, you bring the Koyimitz on its own, V'haShirayim Kerevim B'fnei Atzman. The Shirayim bring on its own, which is what we learned before. However, his son, Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon Haimel, HaKoimitz Kodav Ba'atma, yes, the Koimitz you bring on its own, but V'Hashirayim, I agree with you that it's separate, but you know what we do with it? Mispazin HaBeis HaDeshen, you scatter it over the house of ashes. Interesting, a few days ago in the Gemara we had that Rabbi Loza not only agrees with his father, he even agrees with his father's Rebbe. And here, he has no problem arguing with his own father.
Each one of those, it depends on what the particular
story. The way the Gemara, if you remember the whole 2 days ago, the whole flow of the Gemara was that he had no Breda. It's his father's Rebbe. And then we asked this question, how can he not argue with him over there? Anyway, they dwelled on it. Rabbi Yechanan, there's actually a machleke. Rabbi Yechanan, Beis Hadeshen. Rabbi Yechanan was thinking about it. Which Beis Hadeshen? There's a number of Beis Hadeshens. Which Beis Hadeshen are we talking about? There's one right next to the, there's one in the Chatzor in the Azora. There's one on the Harabayis, and there's one outside of Yerushalayim. The Chatoz Befrim, they were taken and burned outside of Yerushalayim, and there's a pile of ashes there. That was a different kind of ashes. That was, they took the ashes from the Mizbeach, and they, you know, whatever it is, and they put it right next to the Mizbeach. But this is another thing. This is, Beis Hadeshen is a carbon that became pusl. So we say, okay, wait till overnight, and then burn it. And that, you have different dinim. You have some you burn in the Azora, some you burn in the Harabais, and that's for the refuse. So, when you say over here that you scatter it, Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Shimon says, you take the mincha, the shiraim, and you scatter it over the Beis Hadeshen. So what's he talking about? Either the Maila, if he means mamish on the Mizbech itself, you know, and they used to pile up all the ashes on the Mizbeach. Nu hainavu. So how's he arguing with his father? Either the Mata, if he meant in the place where you throw the, you know, the junk out and all that, is that what he meant? Is Yeshlo Dova Shekar Lamata? What carbon did they bring down there? It was only made for things that are no good, that couldn't be brought in Mizbech.
Carbon.
Rabbi Loza, same thing.
Yeah, but isn't it, when you say deshen, isn't it like on
that's the Gemara's question. No, that's what I'm asking. If it's on the Mizbeach, what happens with everything that's on the Mizbeach? Kreivim, what happens to everything? There's no apostle carbon does not go on the Mizbeach. Only thing goes on the mizbech is a proper carbon. And what happens after you burn a mizbech? It gets thrown in the ashes right next to the mizbech. So at the end of the day, if you went on the mizbech and then goes down there, that's the same thing. No, boss, it never went on the mizbech. It went down to the place where you burn the things that don't go on the mizbech. So what's it, how is that a carbon? Maybe chatchilu. That's what it is. You're right. That's the procedure. The procedure is to take the shiraim and toss it away, and that's how you bring up the carbon. Where do you find the concept of a carbon, and where it's supposed to be destroyed? So what's going on here? What's our beloved Shimon's father? So Tony Avud Rabavin. It says in Pasuk we had gets kol minchas koyin, the entire mincha of a koyin. Is kolal tia gets completely burned. Loise och, you should not eat it. La achila hikashti v'loy l'davar achila. These are his words. It's a separate I compared it for achila, but not for anything else. What does he mean by that?
Does kolal imply a carbon or?
Sorry.
Does kolal imply a carbon?
Kolal means they get totally burnt on the mizbech. Yeah, because the pasuk before talks about the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, which is half in the morning, half at night, and what do they do with that? They completely burn it. And then it continues there. So this continues on, it seems like you do the same thing. Okay. My karma, what he's saying, it's like this. Hachikam, this is what he's trying to say. The pasuk says kol minchas koyin, two things: kolil tia, it should be burnt, and then it's that's a mitzvah say, and then it's a loisa say loisa ochel, you should not eat. Comes along a bay and says hachi kam, this is what he's trying to say. Kol minchas koyin loisa ochel. Let's chop up the pasuk. Take the first few words of the pasuk, kol minchas koyin, and add the last few words loisa ochel, and that's talking about chayvasi, the mandatory carbon you should not eat. But a kmitza you do it. The only thing is you don't do is you don't eat. But a kmitza you do. But then kol lti in advasai. But the nedava, so now was the nedava of a koyin. According to Shimon, the nedava of a koyin and the chet of a koyin is very different. The chet of a koyin is kmitza. So we bring the both of them back. But the nedava of a koyin, there is no kmitza. The whole thing gets burnt. How do you see that? So we're dashing the pasuk. The chol minchas koyin loisa achel is talking about the chayv. The only thing you don't do is you don't eat. But a kmitza you do. And when it says kol lil tia, the entire thing gets burnt in one go, that means there's no kmitza. That's talking about a nedava. Omle rova sakin de charifa mifsika kroy. You're taking a sharp knife, you're cutting up the pasuk. Well, you're taking the first few words and the end words, you're putting it together, and you make. How do you do that? Elam rabbi, I agree with you in principle, but I'll tell you differently.
Isn't it quite usual to do these things that rabbi is doing?
What do you mean?
It's rare, Shasta, that you break a pasuk up like that and you learn that way.
Yeah, but okay, but Rav said there's another way. There is an alternative. You can learn, take the pasuk, read it straightforward, and you'll come up to the same conclusion. El Amarav, call, this is how you do it. Call minchas koyin kolil tiyeh. When it says in the pasuk that you burn the whole thing in one go, there's no kmitza, nidvasa. Loi seichel, loi seachel, you shouldn't eat, which means the only thing you shouldn't do is shouldn't eat, but there is a kmitza, is chavasa. So I agree with you, but why do you have to chop it up? In fact, it's hard to understand maybe why Abai Taka had to turn the pasuk around when you can get to the same vort when you learn an order. Notice Abai decided that the first part of the pasuk is talking about when it says Lois Ach was talking about the first part is talking about the choiv, and then afterwards the dava. The choiv. The reason why Abai starts off with choiv is because the way Rava starts learning the pasuk is the dava. Kolalti is talking about the dava, and then loisa achel is chayv. Abayu wants the chayv to be v'chol minchas koyin, so he therefore swaps the pasuk around, takes the words out, and he says loisa achel, which is chayv, because this kmitza is the first part of the pasuk. Because the pasuk before is talking about chavitin, and because the pasuk before is talking about chavitin, which is a chayv, and to flow on, we'll continue and say that's a chayv, even though you're turning the pasuk around. Says the Gemara, how do you know that the chayv there is kmitza? But you don't eat. And then the dove, the whole thing gets burned. Maybe pung fakert. Mistabra, it makes sense. Nidvasa, you have a little buye. It makes sense that that if you want to compare to chavitin, that the whole thing gets burned, then the dove is what gets close. You think that the milchas chayte, because it's a chayv, is closer to chavitin? No. The dove is closer to chavitin. You know why? Look at the commonalities here between them. She came to Dida. You can do it every day. Chavit is every day, and you can do an adav every day, but a chet, you don't want to sin. Loi chod non do with sin, chavit non do with sin, neither does nedava. And basim reicha, it has, you put the levain in it and all these things, so it gives a reich nechayach. Shouldn't the minchas chayta be compared to chavit? Why? Because kain isar, and they both have the same measure. Mashenke by minchas nedava, you can give as much as you want, and both chayva, both obligatory. Mashenke minchas nedava is voluntary. Hanukh efficient. Here's three and here's two. Okay, that's abshimif. But Rabbanon, hi, kol minchas koin kol tia loisa ocha. What do they need loisa ocha for? If it says kol tia, you have to burn the whole thing. Obviously, you cannot eat it. So what are they going to do? According to abshimif, teach you very much that there is a carbon that the mincha, that the only thing you're not allowed to do is eat, but you definitely do a kmitza. But according to Rabbi, and quality is referring to minchas nedava. According to the Chachamim that say that, why that even a minchas chayt minchas nedava makes no difference? The whole thing gets burned in his bayach. So what do you have to tell me? Loy tachlo need the boiler. We need it for legit Tanya. We learned ainli el yoina. All I know is that the previous pasuk, which is the chavitin, is bekolil tikta. You have to burn the whole thing. The tachtoinin, the second pasuk where it says the chol minchas koyin. What does it say? The pasuk. What should you do? Kol tia doesn't tell you. Kol doesn't mean burn. Kol means all of it. That's all it means. Kol is all of it. And what do you do with it? Lo yisachel, don't eat it. Well, nothing about burning. The tachtoinin be lo yisachel. Menayi litin is amush hazev. How do you know that chavitin? Not only you have to burn the whole thing, but there's an alav as well for eating it. And ves amush hazev. And how do you know that by the minchas of a koyin, chayta and a dover, that not only you're not allowed to eat it, but you have to burn the whole thing at once, and there's no kmitzah. Tamaloyme kolil gzeir shava. It says kolil for gzeir shava. It says later on also about koyin mashiach. It talks. Yes, exactly. And the chavit is the pasuk before, and there it says kolil tikta. So we know the two are the same thing. Nema kan kolil kolil malahalim be kolil tikta. But then the whole thing has to get burned by the chavitin. Avkan be kolil tikta. So too by the minchas chayt and the dove, the whole thing gets burned in one go. When ma kan litin loisa lechilasa. Here it says loisach. Don't eat it. Avkhalim loisa lechilasa. Boy, Ravina asked a question. Koyin sheochal minay murin. If a koyin eats from the fat that belongs to the mizbeach, mahi, what's the din? No, it's the you know, the diaphragm and all that, the kidneys, everything goes in mizbeach. The remnants go in mizbeach. If a koyin decides to eat it, so mahi, what's the din? Lav the zoros, regarding the law where it says a zor should not eat that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And regarding a murim, a koyin is treated like a zor, just like a yisrael, like a boy. I got no questions. Keep coming boiling. My question is, lav the kolotia. My question is, the lav of kolotia. My, does he have the lav? If the koyin eats from the fats of his bech, is he also over the lav of it should be completely burnt? Just like a koyin is not allowed to eat from the minchas koyin, because it says kolotia. And as a result, that's a loisachel. What about these other parts of an animal? My, oh, but I've had an interesting name for an amoda. Rab Aaron. Why, you noticed that Rab Aaron as well? We have never met another Aaron. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch even deletes, he just says it's Rav. But in our Gemara, it's Rab Aaron. Omar Rab Aaron, the Ravina, Rab Aaron said to Ravina, Toshma, come in here. The Tanya, the Braise, Rab Elezer says, Koshu, who. He's saying about what that it's included in the kolil tia. Everything's included in the kolil tia. They'll tell you what, they give you a lav. Anything that you have to burn in mizbech, which is the emudin in the klayis, is included in the lav of loisa achel. So therefore, it's asur as well for loisa achel. So anyway, mishnah vayte minchas koyni. You have the mincha of the koyni and the minchas koyim mashiach. The mincha of a koyim mashiach, which is the chavitim we just talked about every morning and every afternoon. A minchas nesachim. When you bring a carbon, you have to bring a minchas nesachim, which is a flower offering, and you have to bring wine. The mizbeach. They all them, the entire mincha belongs to mizbeach, v'ein behen lekoinim, and nothing goes to the koinim. Ubazeh, and in these cases, yofet koyach, mizbeach b'koyach koinim. Mizbeach is throwing the koinim. And we'll see what we're trying to negate. Shtei halechem, the two loaves of bread, which entirely gets consumed by the koinim. The lechem aponim every Shabbos. Ne'echolin lekoinim, they get entirely consumed by the koinim. Ve'ein bem lezbech. And there's nothing that goes from lezbech. Uvazen, here, you offer a koinim, you get lezbech. The koinim are strong in lezbech. Not like this year. There the mezbech gets all of it, and here the koinim get all of it.
Isn't the replaced with the lechem upon you got the
levoina.
The levoina,
but yeah, but true. But lechem, but that's not the lechem upon him itself. That's like a separate thing added to the lechem upon him. It was a separate keli. It was like separate. Talking about a suleka, there's only three cases that entire thing goes in his bech. What about you got every oila? Goes to the entire animal goes on his back. The Gemara, you can oil the kainim, but the hide goes to the kainim. A part of it goes to the kainim. It's not cool on his back. Well, you can oil his eye. What about the oil his eye? There is no hide over there. It gets all burnt on his back. Oh, yes, there is. You have over there the parts of the animal that does not get on the feathers and the crop. It does not go to the, what do you call it, on the mizbeach. It goes to the junk pile. So again, it's not all of it. What about Nesachim? The Kainim don't get anything. They go down the chutes. They don't go down the Mizbech itself. They get passed down the chutes.
And that they used to take for fertilizer, didn't they? Once in 7 years, they cleaned it out.
Yeah. So it's not cool the Mizbech. If they were my bazoo, so why is the Mishnah say here are cases that the Mizbech is stronger? What are you trying to negate? As if there's another opinion that might be say there's another case, but we don't hold that. Lafukim in the Shmuel. This is comes to negate the Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Hamisnadiv yain." He holds. Somebody wants to donate wine. May viay umizalfa gabi. Shmuel holds. There is another example where you give the entire thing on the mizbech. If a donation of wine. If you donate wine to the mizbech, the entire wine gets poured on the mizbech, not down the chutes, but on the fire itself, and that's the mizbech. And that's why the Mishnah says.
Is not the thing of
a Nesachim. It is a Nesachim. I donated on its own. Remember, we learned before you allowed to donate. But that's what Shmuel says, that this Nesachim goes on his back. It's a carbon. So it's different than a Nesachim that comes with a behemoth which goes down the Shisin. Shmuel holds that if you're a Menadiv Yayin on its own, it goes directly onto the Mizbech. And now Misha says no. Kamash Malan, the Lishisin Ozli. Now Misha says no. That where does it go? Like you just said, it goes down the Shisin. Then the mother says, and another hand, Misayel Shmuel, we have a raya from here to Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Ha Misnadiv Shemin. But if you donate oil to the Mizbeach, even though I hold when you donate wine to the Mizbeach, all the wine goes on the Mizbeach, but if you donate oil to the Mizbeach, Koim Tzai goes on the Mizbeach, Oba Vishir of Necholim, the balance goes to the Koinim. Because the Mishnah said these are the only three cases which goes what? Goes on the Mizbeach, nothing else.
Oh, so
it must be thick, not enough, very thick, not frozen. Very, very thick, I don't know exactly. Actually, you buy some olive oil, you can get, you see, it's very, very thick, it goes out very slowly. There are no other examples that can entirely get consumed by the kainim. The bird of chatas actually gets consumed by the kainim. Ikadama, no, not all of it goes to kainim. The blood of it has to be smeared on the zbeach. So again, it's not cool if it's to kainim. But ikal like shemen shal metzayda. What about the leg of oil of metzayda? You know what happens to the leg of oil? We give it to the kainim. Oh, but ikal matanaisa. What about the part that goes on the earlobe? The part that goes on the thumb, and the part that goes on his right toe. So it's not all of it goes on the thing. But not all of it goes to... No. This is the second part of the mission which says, and these things completely go to the Kohen. Lechem upon him, lechem. So we're asking, what about the Leish HaShemen? It does not completely go to the Kohen, because parts of it have to be used on the Metzayda. So it's not complete.
What about Korban Eitzim?
Korban Eitzim... Okay, good question. Maybe it's not... We're talking about things that can be consumed. It's not shy to be consumed by a Kohen. We're talking about food, a food item. Rashi and Ksavyad here, and everybody talks about it. Rashi says, what normally everyone learns matanis, what I just told you, the earlobe, the thing, the bottom, Rashi Ksavyad, it says matanis, about 12 lines into it, the last word of the line, matanis, al haparoiches. Rashi holds by Metzayda, they used to spray the oil before they went to the Metzayda on the paroiches itself. The chsivi hizim in Hashem and be'etzboi sheva pami lifne Hashem, and Rashi says literally, on the pareches between the Kodesh Kodoshim and the Kodesh. And everyone else argues, as Tayshid, everyone else argues, because he didn't even walk in the Heichel. You stood by the Mizbeach, by the Dushar Nikonah there, and you stood facing the direction of the pareches, and you sprayed, you know, in the air. seven times the oil. Rashi clearly holds over here that they walked into the Heichel and they sprayed it onto the pareches itself. Okay. And Tosfos here talks about it as well. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So our Mishnah says only these two and nothing else. My bazoo. So wasn't Mishnah saying these are the cases that go completely to the coin? La fuke. This comes to negate the mando amrat. The one who says that shtei halechem habaz b'fnei hatzman. What happens if a guy walks over in the middle of the year and says, "I want to donate two loaves of bread, like shavuos, but without the behemoth, nothing else." And the hatzman l'srei for asyan. There's an opinion that yeah. There's one opinion that says that you have to destroy the bread because you don't have, during the year there's nothing and you don't have any sheep. It became holy, but you can't do anything with it. Says the mission, no, shtei halechem in all circumstances, even outside of Shavuos. That's one pshat and Rashi. Let's get another pshat that goes to the kohenim. Anything to do shtei halechem goes to the kohenim. Does not get burned. Yeah, the bazook of God, Mishnah. Kol ha-menachas ha-nasas b'keli. How did they make the menachas? All those menachas that you had a keli for kleshade, for example, the machavas, the marcheshes, you know, the shallow frying pan, the deep frying pan. Three times you have to put in oil. Tuna shaloisha matanas. You have to put in three oils. Shemen, yitzika, ubalila. Matan shemen. Yitzika, ubalila, or matan shemen b'keli, keli, siyos. It's not really in order. First you put a little bit of oil in the keli at the bottom. Then you put in the flour. And then either you fry it or you leave it to raw, and then you mix in oil and you mix it, and then after you mix it and make your dough, and then you fry it. You don't fry it, because then you put oil on top of it again, a little bit of oil on top. That's how they did it. What about chalais? Chalais are not put in the keli. Things which were baked were not put in the keli. Only things which were fried were put in the keli. So you have those three steps, a little bit of oil in the bottom, and then you put the water and the flour in, you put the oil in, you mix it together, and then after you have your dough, the way Rashi learns, other shayim holds, first you fry it, and then you put the last oil on top. What about chalais when it comes to baking? Over there you only have two sprinkles of blood. You don't do three of oil. You don't do three of oil. And that is, boilon, what you do is you mix them together. What do you call it? These challahs that are baked does not have any yitzika. The last stage of oil, which is you smear on top of it, doesn't have it. Rebbe holds that you mix it together. Okay, so challah boilon, you mix it with Rebbe. Chacham say, no, but Rebbe holds, you wait till they're baked, and only after they're baked, you break it up into pieces, and you put oil into it, and you mix it. And the Chacham say, Silas, no, in the stage that it was flour, that's when you put in the oil. And that's when you do the kmitz and all that. The challahs, those that are baked, to unis belila, you have to mix them, or the kikin and the thin wafers. What do you do with them? Is shicha, you put oil on top. Keitzad moishchen, how do you put oil on top of these thin wafers? Kimin ki, like the letter in the yovan, the letter ki. What exactly is a letter ki? What exactly is the letter ki? There's a big machlek, is a shrine, including Rashi everywhere. Here Rashi says that ki is the letter Tess. If you look at Rashi here in the Mishnah, Rashi Ksaviad, right before the word Gemara, the line above the word Gemara, it says Ki Ois Yevonis, the Greek letter Vasuya, can mean Tess. Kahafroshas Goydlum Esbo. If you separate your thumb and your index finger, it's like the letter Tess. Other places Rashi says like the letter Nun. Other places like the letter X.
In Greek, Ch is X.
Others say ki is the 20th letter of the Greek alphabet, whatever that is, and so on. So there's a big machlek is what exactly. There's three opinions. There's four: a small nun, or a chaf.
Not a
langer chaf or
a langer nun.
No, a small nun, a chaf, and a lot of times we say it's an X. Other way say it's a gamma. It's a third letter. What's a gamma look like? Like a nun, no? He knows Greek. It's Greek to me.
Gimel, you should be.
It's like in Russian, it's like four, basically.
Okay, we continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.